The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Let's go to Adam. The big story here is Prince Andrew. Adam, we know the story, but where's this going to end, do you think?
Well, that's a very good question, because I suppose what we're really saying is, where does he come back from this? I suppose one of the key things that was in the statement was that he is willing to help any appropriate law enforcement agency with their investigations. In other words, I suppose there could be a step at which Prince Andrew ends up somewhere in New York testifying or giving evidence, whether it's behind closed doors or in a full court or whatever, about some of the accusations made against his former associate, Jeffrey Epstein. But, yeah, three huge businesses, four Australian universities have already ditched Prince Andrew and their ties to his projects. But I can't think of anyone else who has become a lame duck royal and had to withdraw from public duties unless, like Prince Philip did it at the age of 96 because they're going into retirement. Goodness knows how Prince Andrew copes with this, comes back from this. What does he do next? Who trusts him? I don't know.
Is he on the public payroll?
He is, technically, yes. Although it's a sort of percentage, isn't it, that he gets out of the big pot. But I guess, does that immediately stop? That's a good question, because certainly taxpayers have been funding some of his things. He also used to work as a British business ambassador.
Yes, he did, yeah.
And that was paid for by the Confederation of British Industries. That sort of stopped a while ago. But still, there are fingers in pies still, and they don't just stop just because Prince Andrew says that's it for royal duty.
Well done. Well done. Good. Well explained. What's this another truck stowaway?
Isn't this extraordinary? Here we are, exactly 4 weeks since the 39 dead Vietnamese were found in the back of a refrigerated container. And here we have 25 illegal migrants, we don't know their nationality, found in the back of a refrigerated container, this time alive, on a truck, on a ferry heading to Britain. In fact, the ferry turned around and headed back to the Netherlands once they were discovered. But two of the stowaways were taken to hospital for treatment. The other 23 are in police custody. But you kind of wonder, they were a few hours away from the port of Felixstowe in England. So how close were we to another truck filled with dead bodies? It feels like, unfortunately, those 25 might have been on their way. But thankfully, they were discovered.
Yeah. All right, Adam. Grim news on both fronts, but we'll talk to you tomorrow. There he is, Adam Gilchrist in London.